Dobar dan from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Serbia update from the 12th of March 2024. A quick summary of what's going down in Serbia. On Sunday the 10th, in a televised speech, President Vučić announced the rerun of the Belgrade local elections, setting the date for the 2nd of June. He then called on the Ministry of Internal Affairs to follow the recommendations which the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights provided earlier this month in order to ensure safe and free voting. Vučić urged the elected parliament members to form the government before the 1st of April so that Serbia can have a functioning government. The decision to rerun the local Belgrade elections came after reports on irregularities during the original voting day on the 17th of December. The opposition coalition, Serbia Against Violence, has since protested the results, calling for repeat elections. Speaking of Vučić, on Wednesday the 6th, he said that the ruling Serbian Progressive Party, or SNS, decided to nominate Ana Brnabić, the current prime minister, for the parliament speaker position. As we previously mentioned that Vučić is rushing the formation of the government, Brnabić seconded his opinion, adding that important roles are yet to be filled, such as the speaker and the committees. The SNS will soon pick out the new prime minister for Serbia after Brnabić occupied the position for 7 years. Commenting on her nomination, Brnabić said that being a parliament speaker is not something she has done before and added that it will be a huge challenge for her. Since we mentioned elections, on Friday the 8th, Kosovo's Central Electoral Commission, or CEC, announced the vote on the removal of 4 Albanian mayors in 4 mainly Serbian municipalities for the 21st of April. This decision came after a petition for this change, which the residents of the municipalities launched in mid-January, and the CEC said that the number of signatures amounted to nearly 10,000. Tomas Sunjug, the EU ambassador to Kosovo, supported the decision, adding that the EU is ready to offer support throughout the voting process so that it is fair and free. Recall that last year in April, Serbians living in Kosovo boycotted local elections because despite the low turnout of 4%, the government still decided to appoint new mayors. Speaking of ministers, Ivica Dačić, Serbia's foreign minister, met with Sergei Lavrov, his Russian counterpart, at an international conference in Antalya, Turkey. Dačić told reporters that the two countries aim to maintain good relations, thanking Lavrov and his country for Serbia's support in the UN Security Council session regarding Kosovo's ban on the Serbian dinar. This is because Russia is one of the few countries that did not recognize Kosovo's independence. He also said that he does not see how the lack of sanctions from Serbia against Russia is harming others. Speaking of Russia, a US-based digital newspaper focused on politics called Politico reported last week that Novica Antic, the head of the Serbian Military Union, is an associate of the Russian Federal Security Service, or FSB. Politico quoted a Western intelligence briefing that accused Antic of being tasked with spreading the pro-Russia narrative and weakening the pro-EU sentiment. They then said that Antic has been working closely with certain FSB associates, accusing him of trying to influence the European Trade Union, veterans organizations, and the MEPs to warm up to Russia. The police are currently detaining Antic on unspecified charges. His arrest came after Serbian officials condemned him for his outspoken criticism of the country's armed forces. On that topic of bilateral relations, on Thursday the 7th, Dubravka Djedovic, the Minister of Energy, met with her counterpart from the Republic of Srpska, Petar Djokic, and Montenegro, Sasa Mujovic, where they discussed the Buk-Biela power project. After the meeting, Mujovic said that Montenegro will not allow the development of the Buk-Biela hydropower plant if it poses a risk for the pollution of the river Tara and the Durmitor National Park. He said that he will be seeking scientific opinions on whether that project endangers Montenegro's environment. Still, Djedovic and Djokic said that they have no intention of stopping work, and the project is worth around $220 million. In other news, on Wednesday the 6th, the Raška Prizren Diocese of the Serbian Orthodox Church discussed the Visoki Dečani Monastery's land in Kosovo. Recently, there have been numerous media reports that the Kosovo government will enforce a court ruling that states that 24 hectares of land belong to the Visoki Dečani Monastery. Yugoslav-era communist authorities had previously confiscated this area. Ever since, the Serbian Orthodox Church has been trying to earn it back, and it has succeeded in court. However, the newest information from the church states that they had not heard from Kosovo's government. The diocese urged Kosovo to register the land in the cadastre and to issue ownership proof to the monastery, adding that such a move is important for the rule of law. Last week, the Association of Journalists of Serbia and the country's Independent Association of Journalists requested the punishment of a security guard who assaulted a journalist covering municipal council proceedings in the northern town of Indiya. A security guard assaulted Varitsa Marinich, a journalist for a news outlet in Media. She forcibly threw her out of the municipality building, saying she was not on the list of attendees. Ever since the incident, journalists' associations stressed the ever-growing discrimination against reporters and the media, which is prohibited under Serbian law. They noted that such violence usually goes unpunished, accusing the authorities of their lack of action against the attackers. One example for this being the Slavko Kuvurija case, an anti-regime journalist in the 90s, whose suspected murders have been acquitted, leaving the case unsolved for over 30 years. During last week's Kopaonik Business Forum, Pavla Petrovic, the president of the Fiscal Council, noted that Serbia's economic growth is slow, but said that it has great potential. He added that one of the reasons why the country is falling behind compared to the states in Central and Eastern Europe, or CEE, is the fact that these countries adopt new technologies quicker than Serbia. Petrovic did note, however, that certain Serbian sectors are growing at a rate similar to those of the CEE countries, such as the IT sector. Speaking of IT, on the list of the 1,000 fastest growing companies in Europe, Serbian IT company Factory Worldwide secured a 107th place out of 1,000 companies thanks to their compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, of 150% in the period from 2019 to 2022. The list, written by the Financial Times, listed the European companies with the main criterion for placement being the CAGR of at least around 30%. A Czech company, Raylist Solar, won first place on the list with a CAGR of a little over 800%, and the last place was awarded to a French company, Rac et Spa Services, which had a CAGR of around 40%. In other news, the Minister of Construction, Transport and Infrastructure confirmed that the works on the railroad connecting Belgrade and Niš will begin in 2025. The process will be split into three phases so that the construction does not interrupt the existing railway traffic along the route. The railway is planned to be more than 200 kilometers long, which is around 130 miles, and the minister noted that it will take the train 100 minutes to travel between Belgrade and Niš, which is significantly faster than by car, which takes a little over 2 hours. Moving up to the north of Serbia, the city of Novi Sad will host their annual book fair at the Hall 1 of the Novi Sad Fair Building. The fair will feature meet and greets with numerous authors, such as the winners of this year's NIN Book of the Year Award, Stevo Grabovic. 60 national and international exhibitors will present their books, selling them with discounts of up to 60%. Fair will begin on the 18th of March and will last until the 25th of March, with free entry and the working hours from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Are you a longtime listener? Did you ever want to participate on the show? Well, this is the chance that you were hoping for. We want to launch a new series of interviews by our community for our community. Want more information? Email us at info@rorschach.com with the subject line interviews, dodalje neg, zbogom.